Podcast, your source for offbeat news.
Marauding monkeys bring fear to historic Indian tourist haven. These monkeys have gotten aggressive. Anytime you hold a package in their hand, they'll come up and they'll snatch it from you. Like gang members. Like, take your chain.
Oh my god.
Hot takes on sports?
Drew Brees is a legend. How dare you?
He is, but he's done.
No, he's not. You pardoned him. He's coming back.
He wants to pardon Drew Brees. I want to throw him in prison.
And deep dives into the paranormal.
The Loveland Frogman. At approximately 3:30 a.m., an unnamed businessman, the most credible witness maybe you can find.
Unnamed businessman.
I was just doing business when I saw a frogman.
Join us every Monday and let's talk some bullshit. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all your favorite podcasting apps.
I'm Amber.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot.
We are the weirdos from the store.
Like a song, like a sand snubble.
Flip the switch and let the cauldron bubble. Sam.
Wow.
Hey everybody, I'm Amber.
And I'm Maddie.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot. And today we are talking about the fact that all over the world, there are great flood myths. Every single continent has great flood myths. Every country almost has a great flood myth. And we're going to talk about it because that's something.
We're going with the flow. I mean, last week we just talked about storms, mm-hmm. So it makes sense that we were talking about great floods.
Yeah, because like, okay, so here's the thing. Like, we have a lot of Native American lore mm-hmm. about great floods. We also had, during the Younger Dryas period that I'm learning about, which is why I wanted to do this episode, because I was like, oh my God, this is just like the American version of the great flood stuff. In the Younger Dryas, which was like 12,000 to 11,000 years ago, in America, we have in our landmarks evidence of a great flood after humanity was here. We were already, because we've been around for 2 million years, and so the great flood happening, like that happening in the Younger Dryas at the end of the Pleistocene, that greatly affected the people that were here, and it's all over their mythology. Like, when you think about, I mean, Turtle Island is the creation myth in some Native American lore, indigenous people's belief system. They call Earth or America Turtle Island, right? And it's not a great flood, it's the land coming up out of the waters. But then you look at other tribes all over America and they have their own flood myths because their people are still here and have had an oral tradition of telling about the floods that they survived back at the end of the Pleistocene, which, if you guys remember, is also... the Pleistocene is what gave us the oryx, which gave us the cattle. So it all ties in together.
Well, I have a question for you. So do you think all of these myths are of the same flood?
I think they're all connected to the same time period because during that time period, it's a long time period, right? Where America, the continent, like this, the
North
land
America.
That we're on, yes, North America. Oh, we have a globe so we can show you guys what we're talking about today because if you remember from season one, we don't know geography very well. So I can't tell what's on the camera. Oh, yep, it was North America. So up in here during the Younger Dryas, this great big sheet of ice that was left over from like the like last ice age or something, like a lot of it melted and all of a sudden these waters are coming out into the land. Like that is one archaeological belief, and our land, we have a lot of land out west that shows signs of that having happened. And then you look at the mythology from the different tribes of this land. The Great Flood really happened. So then we're going to go across the world and we're going to talk about more of these great floods, because everywhere on this globe that's spinning, if you're watching us on YouTube, and if you're there, don't forget to like and subscribe while you're thinking about it. Everywhere, pretty much everywhere, has great flood myths. Some of them are seen as fertility versus destruction,
which is very interesting.
I actually thought that was like, I thought it was kind of beautiful, because those floods, they really did bring fertility, mm-hmm. not to the people that were trying to survive them, but afterwards. Exactly. Yes. That's what I'm saying. They did bring fertility afterwards.
So if you don't mind, if I start with the Hellenic myth?
I figured we would.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you so much. I love this myth. This is my favorite flood myth. We're going spinning it around. Woo! And we're landing in Greece.
Yes.
The Mediterranean area, which I love. Right. Is it so bad?
It's right off the ocean.
And Greece. And anyway, before...
I mean, and it makes sense that they have a flood myth, because they're right by the water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they're right though. They're right here. Like, they've got ocean right at their edge, because I would love to go to Greece. It's
so unlike
beautiful.
Our usual episodes, I'm realizing, like our usual myth episodes, we're not going to be casting anybody.
Yeah, we're not going into like specific. Right. Yes, we're comparing myths versus going into a myth.
So basically, what happened in Greece is Pandora's box was opened, which I imagine will be its own episode.
Probably. Yeah, we have it scheduled for 2 weeks from now.
So
I think
Pandora's box was opened. Continue like and subscribe to hear more about.
Again,
that.
It's all flowing.
It
I mean, it's fucking flowing.
Pandora's box was open, and technically Zeus was kind of the one that put everything inside Pandora's box. But still, the box was open. What did he see? All these horrible things, right? And he's like, "Oh my God, man's actually kind of fucked up. So I've got to destroy them.
Yep.
I'm flooding them out." And then Prometheus, because the motherfucker, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude or disrespectful, but I mean, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude or disrespectful, but he don't listen. He's always doing something he's not supposed to. So what does he do? He runs and tells his son. I believe it's his son.
It's his son. Okay.
I can never pronounce it, but I know what you're talking about.
God damn.
So he tells his son.
It was right there.
Hey, there's going to be a big flood, and everybody's going to die, and you need to prepare for it. See, the thing is, Prometheus' son was half a god, so he had a higher likelihood.
So he's a demigod.
Yeah, he's a demigod. He had a higher chance of survival. His wife, however, was mortal.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, okay, let's figure this shit out. They hid on
in a box.
Boat.
No,
in
they
a
built
box.
A box.
It was a box.
Yeah,
okay,
he had Prometheus had his son like build this super sturdy box.
Yeah.
Sound familiar? Like an ark, right? And he and the wife, they get in the box, and
I'm just imagining.
It seems like they didn't have anything else with them.
No,
this
it
isn't
was like
dark.
It was like
right.
Dark.
This wasn't like, this wasn't ark like in the sense that they brought the animals themselves, because
imagine a treasure.
This box. Was just to wipe out people, because this was because people were getting too uppity. They were
right.
living too flamboyantly.
And that's the thing about
this
they
thing. Weren't worshiping like they're supposed mm-hmm. to. And, well, and that actually relates to most of the myths.
It does. And unlike the other myths, the animals, the deities on Earth, the nymphs, the demigods for the most part, they all were fine. It was just men, okay?
Yeah.
So,
by like, human beings.
Human
like
beings,
human beings.
Yes.
Like tried and true humans like you and maybe me. It's not proven yet, but.
But anyway, so they're in this box. It's like a treasure chest. It's dark. It's
for the record, the you was our listeners, not you.
Oh,
just
well.
For the record. Maddie, it's also not proven if she's just a regular human or if she's also like a mythical creature like I may be.
Let's just imagine for a second. We're in a fucking giant chest. I'm imagining like an 1800s giant chest that like is in the family that's in the
I
house.
Mean, look, you
I'm,
say giant chest. If it's
it's
two
really
people,
giant,
right? Like,
you know?
Yeah, like that's what I'm like.
I'm saying giant for two people, a giant
but,
as in you can fit in it.
Right. Okay. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I feel like they, you got to be like crunched down because
right.
every time the Greeks like to put people in chests and put them out in the ocean. Like that's a theme in a lot of stories. I have noticed. But like, I always picture like they are like your knees are to your chest. Yes. And maybe this is a couple. So maybe like her back is to him and he's got his arms wrapped around her like to protect her body. Because that's the most romantic way it could be.
Long chest and they're spooning.
No, I want to be sitting up. There's water everywhere. Oh. I'm terrified of drowning. No,
so when
no,
I say
no,
giant
no,
chest,
no,
I just
no.
mean giant enough to fit people.
Right, right, right. Like, yeah. I'm just, I'm picturing, so I thought maybe some of the listeners might be picturing it too. So like you say giant chest and all of a sudden it changed to the size of this room. And I'm like, I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think that's what it was.
But can we just imagine but, being trapped and it's cold? You know it's cold because you're surrounded by water. It's dark. You're bumping around. You're moving.
You have no idea what's going on because like, your daddy done told you, like, right. there's going to be no land. Like, so everything's the flood, underwater.
Right. Eventually, the flood comes to an end, of course.
Right, yeah. Like, the waters recede. All the trashy humanity has been washed away. And this isn't, like, if you're like, wow, Amber just called some of us trash. No, 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 no.
Some of
the Hellenic gods said we were all trash if we were just human. But again, I'm not conceding to being just
to be
human.
Fair, it was Zeus. It was Zeus.
Okay, just Zeus. Not all of the Hellenic gods. Zeus is a POS anyway, and we know this. No, he is the POS of all the Allfathers, and it is, whew, the Hellenics, you guys, whew, frat boys.
Anyway, so they come out, and they're like, oh my gosh, it's like wet. I mean, I don't know, but Prometheus comes back, and he says, okay, thank God you survived. What I need you to do is throw the bones of the great mother over your shoulder. I'm so sorry. I was wrong. Prometheus didn't come back. They went to his temple.
Sorry. I just had a realization. Don't mind my face, y'all.
So they went to his temple. Prometheus gets like, what do you call him? Visions or whatever.
Right,
he
yeah. He's like, he's trying to help in the best way that he can. He's playing his role. Like you were like, damn it, Prometheus, you don't listen. No, he doesn't. He's playing the role that he was meant to play because without Prometheus, the story doesn't go on for humans.
Yeah, exactly. So like, anyway, so he tells him, throw the stones of the great, or throw the bones of the great mother over your back and that'll like help the humanity thing. They're like, what the fuck? What do you mean? Well, anyway, they figure it out. The bones of the great mother are stones. And every time the king, D, I don't remember it, I can't pronounce his full name, throws the stones over his back, a man sprouts up as soon as the stone lands. And then they get up and they throw stones over their back and a man pops up. And then vice, blah, blah, blah. And when she does it, his wife, women pop up. And then they continue to throw stones. And the stone throwing goes on for like, I don't know, it doesn't say, but until the world is populated again. And look, I prefer that to everybody being made of incest. And I prefer that because that means humans came from the earth.
Well, and okay, so I agree from the both standpoints, actually. I do love that part of it. That is one thing that the Asian great flood myths, right? They almost all follow the same plot that the Hellenic myth and the biblical myths and the myth from Gilgamesh, which really was the first. So I guess these all follow the Gilgamesh great flood myth, which the Gilgamesh great flood myth comes from an even older great flood myth, right? So they all follow that specific because like it's that plot of humanity is no longer deserving of being in the spotlight, essentially, right? And so the gods, whomever they may be in whatever pantheon, has decided that we're going to use the waters, the cleansing waters, to wash the world clean. And we're going to then let it flourish again with something that isn't the humans.
I'm gonna sound batshit when I say that's actually beautiful.
It is. It actually is fucking beautiful.
Like you said, using the waters to purge and cleanse the earth.
Look, it's something
I'm
it does.
I'm gonna sound batshit again. But we're due for a purge.
Yeah, no, that's why like I keep talking about the Younger Dryas, guys. Educate yourselves. Look up the Younger Dryas. Like, we are fucking due. We are fucking due for a cleansing. We are due for...
Actually.
We are.
Destroying the planet. And that's
And it has ways of cleaning itself.
I mean, we're not all, but there most a lot of people are horrible, and they don't care that they're hurting animals and destroying the planet.
They don't care that they're hurting other human beings. They are like literally, like this isn't what this episode's about. But if we're gonna talk about how bad humans are, like. Humanity, like individualism has ruined humanity. Everybody wants to get the leg up on everybody else. Basically, our entire society and a lot of societies, especially those with capitalistic backgrounds, it's feudalism. It's people who are born into a system that they can't afford to live in and they can't afford to live without having to pay. And you can't live without having to pay. And so they literally own us from the moment our parents conceive us until after we're dead because our families have to pay for our bodies to be dealt with. I mean, every facet is monetarily covered. You know what I mean? And it is sad because that's not how we're meant to be together. It's not how we're meant to live together. You know, like, if that's the way it was meant to be, it would all be this big vastness instead of all of this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But in
it,
all those...
It actually hurts. Like, it does, because it's like, that is why we are coming.
Yes.
But it's like, do you think it's humanity as a whole, or do you think it's the people in charge that have led us into this? That being said, I do think all people do bad things.
Yeah, okay.
Not to be bad, but people are survivors.
Right.
Humans are, so if it comes to survival, I think people will, but is that bad?
Okay, so you know? Perception is reality, right? Okay. So it depends on who's looking at the situation, but the bottom line is we've all been put in a situation of needing to survive and...
Are you looking at how dark it is?
Yeah, I'm like trying to get it to brighten back up. There we go. We're needing to survive and there we go. We're needing to survive and we have this world that we live in and we're being taught this is the way to live. Mm-hmm. And you can go back 50 years, you can go back 100 years, you can go back and back and back and find where it keeps going wrong and find where it keeps going wrong and find where it keeps going wrong. But the bottom line is now it's very, very, very wrong to the point that I'm sure a lot of people think that correcting it, fixing it, changing it might be impossible in like you just can't fucking do it, and so they don't see a point in trying, and also it's too expensive. Mm-hmm. In a lot of viewpoints, it's really not. If you can buy a loaf of bread, you can make a loaf of bread. Mm-hmm. The cost is exponentially cheaper to do it yourself. However, we live in a society where time is money and maybe you don't have the time for it and there's a lot of things that stand in your way, including people telling you you don't have enough money, you don't have enough time, you don't have enough to be able to do these things, because ultimately they want you to be spending your money. Mm-hmm. And it takes a movement and it takes a lot of people to make a movement move, and it takes a long time to get a movement rolling along. And so are people inherently bad? Are they mistreating the earth on purpose? No. The people that profit off of destroying the earth convince you in every way, because all media is propaganda. So they all convince you in every possible way. Mm-hmm. That you have to go along with the status quo because there is no other option. And once you, oh yeah, I'm not doing that one-handed.
Is it heavy?
Oh yeah, if I break it, my husband will kill me.
Like.
Yeah, I was gonna move it because, like, I think that's part of the lighting problem. Like, it doesn't know what to focus on. We can all do better. We all have the opportunity and the ability, because we're all still here and breathing and able to educate ourselves on what's better. For instance, I stopped using toothpaste years and years ago. Okay, like two and a half years ago. Yes,
like, don't
I use.
Okay, I'm not doing that.
I use charcoal tooth powder. I use charcoal tooth powder, and it makes my mouth feel amazing. I was thinking about using, because I don't use mouthwash, right? Because I hate the way it feels. So I was thinking about either using coconut oil for its antibacterial properties or clove oil, because cloves, they're great for oral health. And Maddie was telling me, Maddie, who's sitting right next to me, right? I'm not acting like she's not here. I'm talking directly to you guys because she knows what I'm going to say here. Yeah. So I'm like not trying to be rude to Maddie. But Maddie was telling me about oil pulling being real big, and it uses coconut oil. And I was like, oh, well, I'm going to try that because I was already thinking about it. And coconut oil has pulled so much old, nasty shit out of my face.
Yeah, no, same. Absolutely same.
I stopped taking my allergy medication months ago. And between all the natural things I do and the fact that coconut oil is helping detox me from inside my mouth, like, I'm not dying. You guys, if you are longtime listeners, you heard me last season and you heard me in season one, and you know I'm not joking.
Have you coughed yet?
Exactly. That's why I've cleared my throat because I've got, you know, I've got some, you know, it's not all gone. I'm not saying it's all fixed, but the natural way is helping me so much more than all of the stuff that we're always told to do. And so it's out there. It works. It's viable. But everybody tells you it's too expensive. It's not good for you. It's going to harm you down the line. And I know this is a really long way to get what I'm trying to say out, but we're set up for failure if we just go along. We have to fucking do the work ourselves. You have to do the work. If you watch me on I'm Your Morning Witch, you've heard me say it so many times. Educate yourselves. Educate yourselves. On this show, I've said it so many times. Educate yourselves. You can learn about more than what they want you to know, and you can learn more now than you ever could. We have an opportunity. We have the opportunity, though, before it all falls down. If we educate ourselves now, buy the books now, educate yourself online now, before it all falls down, if you survive, you'll have the knowledge to help what's left. I know that sounds really apocalyptic, so I'm going to move this globe.
Apocalyptic fucking episode. I know. I mean, we're talking about the flood. So another really cool flood that I'm going to mention, if you don't mind.
Nope.
We're talking about the Hindu version of the flood. I love this one.
So these are all so beautiful.
Hellenic and Hindu are my absolute favorite versions of the flood. We discussed Hinduism a little bit last week when we talked about our cattle and spirituality.
Yes, so we did.
It'd be really cool to mention.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it goes really well with the whole theme of the two, and then I'll finish talking about the Asian ones.
Oh, I am so sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's okay.
But anyway, I see that that was the problem.
No, you're good.
So
you're good.
Start with this guy. His name's Manu. I think that's how it's pronounced. If it's pronounced something else, let me know in the comments with a pronunciation thing. But it's M-A-N-U. And he is like, he's not the first man right now. He becomes the first man.
Right now he's one of many, but he's the chosen one.
He's the chosen one because he's so good. So okay, so there's this fish.
See the theme yet?
This fish comes out to him and is like, "Yo, look, the gods are about to flood this bitch. Okay, you help me out, and this is why you should be kind to strangers and animals. I'm just saying." In all religions, that's a thing. Anyway, he's like, "You help me out. You are kind to me, so I'm gonna let you know. There's going to be a flood. Everybody's going to fucking die. I don't want you to die, so I need you to build a boat, please." And he does. Mm-hmm. He builds, this boat. It's not, a major arc, in the Bible. I think it's just him, right? It is just him. He doesn't have anybody.
I think it's him and his whole family.
Is it?
Because I saw an illustration in what I was reading about it. And it had Lord Vishnu as the fish, and he was in his boat, and there were multiple people. And I feel like it was him and his wife and, his daughter and her husband.
Okay.
True, not incest.
Yes. Okay, so it's him and his family, whatever. And the fish actually leads them to like a mountain in the boat.
Well, and I read that he drags them, like he pulls it, he propels it himself.
Yeah. Like they're like sitting on the fish, or like the fish is behind them, pushing them forward.
Oh, I read that he was pulling the boat with like a rope, something.
Either way,
he's moving the boat. Yeah. Either way,
he's like their little mush. Oh my god, that's so disrespectful. I'm so sorry. That is not what I meant. But anyway, he's like pulling them aboard, and he takes them to this mountaintop, and they sit there. And I believe I read that it was 9 days and 9 nights.
I did not read that. I did not read like in depth on the tale. I just read like the tale. You know what I mean?
So,
like,
yeah. After that, he gets out. Turns out the fish was
Lord Vishnu.
Lord Vishnu.
As Matsuya. I don't know. Like, the Lord Vishnu as the fish has a specific name. Like, there's a name that,
it's
like,
so
it's
hard
a.
To pronounce.
Yeah, it's like Manu and Matsayu. I don't know. It's like.
Very hard to pronounce.
I didn't write it down, and in my head, I want to say it's M A T S U Y A, but I am not positive. So if you want to look it up, if you type in M A N U and M A T S U A S U Y A, you'll find the tale that Maddie's talking about,
okay,
I'm sure,
so
even if I have it spelled wrong.
A couple days later, out of the waters, okay, comes this woman, and she becomes known as the daughter of Manu. And he is the first man. And then I don't know how they repopulate the earth. I don't remember.
In what I read, his like actual daughter from his coupling with his wife and her husband were the. So I would imagine like with this new woman, now they have
more ways to repopulate
without there being too much interbreeding.
I read that and it reminded me very much of Aphrodite.
I like that. Yeah.
So I can totally see that because, like, I'm just over here in my head trying to, like, Game of Thrones it for a minute. Son, okay, daughter and husband have kids. Okay. One of their kids is a boy, marries the girl. Or the husband has, you know what, I still think it results in incest in some way.
Right, yeah. Eventually down the line. But, like, it can be diluted. Right, exactly. Like, you can get, like, half siblings. Right, exactly. It's not that bad.
We're not talking Targaryen.
Okay. So I had to get over
it's
having said that
down
out loud.
The line than brother and sister, so they have a chance.
Yeah. Well, and now a word from one of our fellow podcasters.
I'm Pitney.
And I'm Amelia.
And we're from
Pitney and Amelia's Bitchin' Boutique. Who are we?
Why, we're your new best friends, of course.
Pull up a seat and listen in to what we think about people, places, and things.
Geeky stuff, horror movies, weirdos we know, spirituality, sexuality, food, filth.
It's like eavesdropping on the people at the next table for like an hour or so, and wishing you could join in on their conversation.
Also, do you see who just came in? Look at that hair.
Oh, honey, just... no.
Bitchiness, you're soaking in it.
We soften your hands while you do the dishes.
Pitney and Amelia's Bitchin' Boutique.
We're here.
We're queer. And
we're
in
your ear. Every other Friday, where all the classiest podcasts are found.
And the thing that I liked about a lot of the Asian ones, which they all follow like very similar themes, so I'm not going into names and stuff because it's like all sorts of different countries, but they follow a similar theme, but not the same theme as the biblical, the Gilgamesh, and the Hindu, and the Hellenic, where people are warned. So it's a theme of the earth is cleansing itself and all the people die, and these two individuals happen to find the, like, wind up at a piece of land that still exists.
No one thought to warn Asia. Everybody else is getting all these warnings.
Well, but see, this way, like, not related people are the ones that are surviving.
Right.
And so they're repopulating from, like, not brother and sister. So there's that. You know, because, like, here's, you know, you say that. And I go, here's a shitty thing about, like, Noah and and Manu, no offense to all these guys, but they're warned. And they're like, hey, my family, you guys, we're all going to die. I know they're not supposed, but like at the same time, like they don't want to save anybody else. They're like, we have just enough supplies for ourselves. You know, it's like, it's kind of like we're going to take care of ourselves, but fuck our neighbors. And I get that the neighbors are the reason, but at the same time, like, how bad are the neighbors? Are they really that bad? I mean, this isn't Sodom and Gomorrah.
Look, I have to mention it because, you know, I'm the pop culture queen of this podcast. Well, I mean, I hope it's okay that I say that. I always mention
it. I mean, you always say that, and I'm always like, okay.
I mean, wait,
but you're not. I mean, like, pop culture, yeah. But, like, you can say that. I'm not saying, like, I'm not trying to take it away. I do not want to take that away. I don't want to be a bitch. I'm just like, I'm.
Oh my God, I have laughed so hard.
It's been a good day.
It's been a really. Anyway, point is, Noah, I don't know if you ever watched that movie.
I didn't like it. I tried.
Okay,
with the one with Big, Christian Blake. Not Christian Bale?
No, not Christian Gale.
Oh, wait, that was the parting of the Red Seas. Which one was Noah?
I do
want to
watch that one.
See, I tried to watch the one with the parting of the Red Seas.
What the fuck?
Right, yeah. I mean, the one with the parting of the Red Seas?
Yes,
yeah.
Exodus.
Yeah, I fell asleep.
Anyway, so I watched Noah, and like
I probably fell asleep.
Noah's high key bad shit crazy in this movie, okay? Because towards the ending, like, okay, it's him and his family.
Did I watch it?
It's him and his family, and then there's a girl that he saved, who he raised as his daughter, right? She falls in love with his son. They're not related. They're not stepbrother and sister, nothing like that. Like, she just happens to be adopted. They grew up together. They fall in love.
Okay.
She gets pregnant while on the ark. While on the ark. Or she's pregnant. He finds out on the ark, okay? Motherfucker is batshit crazy trying to murder her. Not just her. He wants to kill her babies, which I think are twins. Like, wants to kill them, throw them overboard. Because God said only Noah and his family can be on the ark, can survive. Because the world is cleansed of everyone else. There's not supposed to be more people to come after them. They're not supposed to repopulate the earth. They are what it is. They were spared, and then they fucking die. That's how it was supposed to go. So this motherfucker's like batshit crazy. They're running in the ark, hiding from him, and he's like, I'm gonna kill you, and I'm gonna kill the baby. In the end, God's voice spoke and said, Noah, or some shit like that. I could see Noah believing that we're not supposed to repopulate the earth. That's not the point of the flood.
But then why would you be warned to save your family if you're not supposed to But why? What's the point in that?
So you don't die.
But you're going to die anyway.
Eventually, everybody dies.
Right, but why are you going to build a motherfucking ark and save your family, but not repopulate the earth? Like, that doesn't make sense.
It makes sense to me. I see it.
God was like, we're going to trick this motherfucker into saving all the animals for us so we can get rid of people.
No, literally. Like, he needed somebody to save the animals because the animals were innocent. Animals are and always will be innocent. So, the point...
This time they just sat down the... Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Were people not supposed to continue?
Probably not. No, that's why the earth sucks now.
That's why the earth sucks now.
I actually...
originally flooded. Oh, Noah was picked to save the animals. And he wasn't supposed to repopulate.
Oh, my God. You just made... Okay, so my former best friend when I was in, like, middle school, high school, her mother... once said to me,
I'm so sorry, please continue. I just thought of a funny t-shirt.
Her mother once said to me, well, this is the end times. We're living in the end times. Mm-hmm. Like Jesus has already come back to the earth. Like, the war has already been fought. Like, we're living after all of that.
Yeah.
The rapture. That's the word I'm looking for. She believed we are living. This is we are living after the rapture, and like that would make sense. Like from that standpoint and from that point of view.
I could totally see that. Can I tell you what I laughed about?
Yes.
So I was just thinking, wouldn't it be so funny to have a shirt that had like my face on it that's like pop culture princess and then your face on it saying, okay.
Again, okay, I'm not trying to be a bitch.
I just feel like that would be so funny.
Am I the bitch of the show?
No.
I'm not trying to be a bitch. We just have different pop culture that we like because I guess you could be the pop culture queen and I'm the horror queen because like that is my pop culture is horror. You know what I mean? I don't know. I was just like, guys, I'm not a bitch. Wait,
no, you're not.
No, I am a bitch. Actually, like, let's revert. Let's not lie. Amber's a bitch, but I like Maddie.
Shirt. I think that would be so funny. But anyway, back to the thing. Now I wonder, like you say that.
Noah wasn't supposed to.
No. It's okay. I think it's hilarious. Noah wasn't supposed to reproduce. Nah. From the Islamic version, which is basically the exact same thing. So I don't feel like I necessarily
need to. Right.
They weren't supposed to reproduce.
Right. And that is the difference with the Asian ones because nobody told them, like, everybody's being wiped out. They were the survivors of everybody being wiped out. And then they repopulated the earth on their own, which I think is beautiful and kind of goes back to the beginning where I'm like, all of this is based on real, real shit. Like, it's based on real shit, guys. It's real shit. You know what I mean? They all are. Because, I mean, like, okay, so like you said, Nuh and Noah, it's the same person. Like, literally, it's the same person. Literally the same person. Yeah, same name, same person. Like, it's even acknowledged, I think, that they are the same person.
So, Abraham's what split Islam and Christianity?
Well, but what I mean is, like, yeah, it was before Abraham. So, like, Noah is the same person. Yeah. Even though the story's represented a little bit differently from, like, points of view-wise, right? Because, like, from what I read about the Islamic version, Noah is saying, all of my neighbors are worshiping idols, yes. Which made me literally laugh out loud because that means Noah was saying, stop worshiping the Hebrew God. He's just idolatry. You have to worship Allah, who is the actual God.
Okay.
And that's where the great flood comes in. Yes, okay. Nuh. Well,
you said Noah.
So, well, Noah and Nuh, it's the literal same person.
You're worshiping Allah. You're worshiping God.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Except in the Bible, it's you're worshiping the wrong person in Islamic. That you're worshiping the wrong person.
And the Bible version is you're worshiping the wrong person, God. Whereas the other ones are like, you're a bad person.
Right. It's you guys are living your lives incorrectly, which I guess equates religiously to the same ideal, right? If you are a Christian who thinks everybody needs to follow the Hebrew God, or you're an Israelite who thinks everyone needs to follow the Hebrew God, then anybody who follows Allah or, you know, some other entity, they're living life wrong, right? Just like from Zeus's perspective, people were living life wrong because they were getting out of hand. And right, exactly. And Ra, which I'm so glad you said that because I was about to bring it into Ra. So offline, I told Maddie, and now I'm going to tell you guys. So in the cattle episode, we've already talked about how the cattle and the great flood with the storm episode in between. So if you didn't listen to last week's episodes, you have to listen because it all fucking ties together. But anyway, in the cattle episode, I told Maddie a story that came up when I was researching cattle in spirituality, and it was an Egyptian tale about the god Ra, who had his daughter Hathor smite people because he was afraid of the people because he was getting older and the people were now like rising up against him. So he had his daughter Hathor smite them, and then he felt bad and he put out red beer to get her drunk so she wouldn't kill any more people. And I was like, wow, that seems a lot like the end of the 10 plagues of Egypt, where you put the lamb's blood on your door to survive, right? You know, and now it's like in my head, like, because she's gonna drink that lamb's blood, right? Or maybe it's dyed red beer. So when I was researching great flood myths, I came upon practically the same story, and yet not, because it's Ra, and he is afraid of people because they are rising up against him because he is aging, and they are like, well, you can't control us anymore. And so he sends his daughter Sekhmet down. Now, I don't know if Hathor and Sekhmet are the same person, so if you are listening and you do know, please comment and tell me, because I forgot that I meant to look into that when I realized it was the same story with two different daughters' names, practically, not the exact same. So Sekhmet goes and she smites humans. And then Ra feels bad. And so everybody dyes a bunch of red blood red, and it and they give that all to Sekhmet, and she gets drunk on it and she stops smiting everyone. And when the Nile floods and it has all the, like, the red algae in it, when it floods, they have this big wine celebration where everybody gets drunk or something in honor of that happening with Sekhmet. And I find it interesting that this story came up twice, mm-hmm. 2 weeks in a row, two different daughters, slightly different. But, like, it's just crazy to me. But it also, it illustrates that whole Zeus being afraid of people, Ra being afraid of people. Obviously, the Hebrew God was afraid of the people not worshiping the right God, so he's going to smite them. Allah, afraid of people not worshiping the right God, so he's going to smite them. Very interesting. Now, these are all based off of the Gilgamesh tale, which the biggest difference in the Gilgamesh tale is before the two animals, they had to get two seeds of every kind.
Oh, wow. I liked that.
Nice. Yeah. And I found it kind of made me sad that the seeds got left out of all the other tales.
You know, because I'm going to say something that I liked that they did. In the Noah movie, is because everybody's like, how the fuck did the animals not eat each other? Oh, it was God. Well, what they did is they created a smoke, and they wafted every day through the animal things with the smoke, and it was a sedative.
Yeah.
Kept them to sleep. And I actually really like that, because that explains it.
Well, that does explain a lot, because it's also like, how did the animals not go fucking insane on a boat? Mm-hmm. Like, animals in a zoo go crazy, guys. Well, zoos are bad.
They're sleeping, so they don't need to eat much.
Right.
They're not going to go to the bathroom a lot. And they used
it solves a lot of the problems.
It does. So I think I really like
good fantasy writing.
Yeah. If animals are going to be on a boat, something has to happen. You know what I mean? Assuming you believe it.
I was making a bad joke, guys. I'm sorry. Yeah, because I really believe this happened. And
the Noah's Ark?
Yeah. Well, and I mean, they found those ruins in Turkey at the Turkey-Iran border where it looks like an ark. What do you think about that? Now, we're not going to fight Jer and Zach. We are just going to discuss this.
Personally, just because
shout out to the Neat Cast.
Like, close with us discussing our own, like, thoughts and stuff,
right? Yeah, because there's a fuck ton of other myths out there, and a lot of them, they don't follow the same path, but they have the great flood happening, and like creatures are involved and like other little tales, but everybody's got a great flood, and we tell you all those things so that we can talk about the rest of it.
Do I think that there was a great flood? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I personally think all of the flood tales, Noah's Ark, you know, the Hellenic tale, the Native Americans, the Hindu. I personally believe that they all happened at the same time. And these people were just chosen in that specific region at the time. That way, it seems a little less drastic to say, we had to repopulate the earth. Nah, you just got to repopulate the earth.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Well, and here's my thing. Like, you say it that way, and I go, well, they weren't they didn't know each other outside of region to region yet. Yeah. So to
they
them,
they were the only person in the world. Exactly.
And I believe these things really happened. I don't believe they all happened at the same time. Mm-hmm. I do believe that the earth had many great floods that did happen at the same time. But because the earth is constantly going through all of this change, and yes, it takes a long time for the change to happen, so we don't see the change as it happens gradually. But then every once in a while, like, things like, you know, this one ice sheet melts just enough that it releases all of this water that covers all of this land that used to not be underwater, you know what I mean? Until the waters recede, like, years later or whatever, until, like, it can all, like, flow away, that kind of thing. Like, I believe these things happen quite often throughout the 4.5 billion history, billion year history. Because, like, I think that a lot of the great floods, because, like, so the reason I ask about the Noah's Ark thing is, from what I remember reading, said that the ruins were from, like, 5,000 years ago? I don't know. Do you have your phone out? Do you want to look up and see how long, like, because the Ark remains were from the Iran border. Right, so that would be, like, the Noah's Ark remains, right? Like, specifically that specific tale, right? But how many, like, how long ago was that? Like, I can't remember what it said, archaeologically speaking.
Archaeologists believe they may have discovered the final location of Noah's Ark on Turkey's Mount something.
Mm-hmm.
Was in 2020. Said to be about 5,000 years
old. Okay. That's what I thought.
50-day flood about
5,000 okay. years. Okay. And see, I think in that part of the world, uh-huh. all, like, their floods happened at the same time. Whereas here in the Americas, Canada, America, South America, Central America. I think our great flood stories all come from the same event, but I don't think that they both come from the exact same event,
so
simply because
like an ultimate great flood.
Whereas I think all the flood myths come from actual factual things that happened. Uh-huh. I think in those continents, uh-huh. they experienced a different great flood event than our continent, mm-hmm. because our continent's great flood stuff happened 12,000 to 11,000 years ago. So just like from what the archaeological record states, it doesn't make sense in my brain that it all happened at the same time. And from the standpoint of they were an ocean away from each other, mm-hmm. especially over here, we definitely didn't know about over there yet, right? And from the standpoint of, like, over there and when they experienced their great flood stuff, I just think that the same time.
That was a discussion as well during the research that I did that said, well, people couldn't figure out if these floods were local or global.
Right.
I personally believe that there was one giant global flood. That's just my personal belief. But there are plenty of people who believe, like you, Amber, who believe it was a local flood. And the reason why, like, I read, I think, was it Mesopotamia or something? Like, and it was like, if there was a giant flood there, it's going to devastate them and literally be the end of the world because all their crops are flooded. Their people are dead. Like it was just, it was really interesting. So, like, I think it's interesting to have this discussion with two opinions on the matter. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking, like, spiritually speaking myself, because literally one of the things that I read was, did this happen globally or locally? Like, so.
Well, and I don't think that, like, they were each local. I think mm-hmm. what happened in, like, Asia and Europe and Africa and Australia, because they're all over there. I think that all happened at the same time. Yes,
so, like,
and I think ours,
sides of the earth.
Yes. Okay, right. Yes. That is what I think. Because I don't think that, like, the Greeks had a great flood that was different than the, you know, this. But, like...
Italy.
Right. Because, like, okay, so, like, the Baltics, there's one Baltic great flood myth. But it reminded me so much of Atlantis, which then made me think about the Atlantis connections with these other ones, which will lead into the next episode. So I guess maybe this will be kind of how we finish out. In the Baltic region, they have a great flood myth about a place called Juanita or Veneta. I'm sorry. Veneta or Juanita. Sorry, out here we have a Veneta. And I'm like, that fucked me up on the pronunciation. But these people, they were living too lavishly and they were flaunting and flamboyant and blah, 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 blah. And so the gods, like, they flooded them out. They destroyed the city. The city is thought to be at the bottom of the Baltic Sea, which sounds too, like, so much like Atlantis. But, like, when we did our Atlantis episode research, check out season 2, I'm pretty sure, right? Like I told Maddie, like, I never came across that story when I was doing Atlantis research, which is funny because it reminds me more of Atlantis than the Great Flood myths. But, like, so could that be a localized one? So, like, maybe some are just localized because, again, that's so Atlantis-y, just like Atlantis is Atlantis-y and the Great Floods are Great Flood-y. So, like, I think most of the Great Flood ones did happen, you know, on the one side of the earth, they all happened at the same time. And on this side, they all happened at the same time. But yeah, what do you guys think? Tell us in the comments. And when you're doing that, make sure you like and subscribe, especially if you're on YouTube, because we are readily approaching our goal for 2024 and it's only February. So you guys are amazing, and we appreciate the fuck out of you.
Speaking of appreciating people, hey, Melissa.
Hey, Death by DVD.
Hey, Pam.
Hey, Victoria.
Thanks for being
Mom. Yes, much appreciated. They are our patrons on Patreon.
Yeah. If you're interested in supporting us, you can find us at Witches Talking Tarot on Patreon. We're also on Instagram at Witches Talking Tarot, Facebook at Witches Talking Tarot, and
the X. We are classiest witches because we're the classiest witches, you know. So thanks for coming to sit a spell.